to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. And just give everybody an update. I've been getting some emails. Individuals are not being able to listen to the archives at all. They're not working. Same thing with Apple Podcasts. Our producer is actively working to figure out what's going on with this. It appears that possibly there's maybe some type of malicious events that are going on in the background with this, or stuff's being suppressed with bandwidth. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't mean from our extent or our producer or any of our IT guys. It seems to be, and this is just what I'm seeing here, is we're being censored by means of bandwidth and the ability to play podcasts. Remember, YouTube was the first protocol as far as in deplatforming individuals. Now, tens of thousands of alternative radio hosts have been deplatformed by YouTube, all under the guise of fake news, which was first pushed with the Russian collusion. Well, the problem was so many people started going over to alternative media platforms like Global Podcast. And so now it appears that a lot of the mainstream media and the individuals that don't want this information getting out are using other means to try to reduce the effect of the alternative media and prevent from what people are talking about and prevent it from being heard. So again, just thank you for bearing with us on this. Our live broadcast is still working 100% to my knowledge. So again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. We're going to keep doing everything we can to keep this going and make sure we're fighting it on the backside as hard as we can. But I just wanted to put that out there this morning, Dad, some stuff I've been having to work on early this morning.
Well, also remember, our show airs again from 3 to 4 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. And again, I think it's from 8 to 9 at night after Hagman, or maybe from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So you can listen to any of those broadcasts also. But Austin's right. We really believe that the systems have gotten hacked. They don't want us telling you. Our numbers are so big now that suddenly we showed up on somebody's radar. Of course, it wasn't suddenly. They've been watching us for a long, long time. And I was talking to Troy about that yesterday, or texting him back and forth about that, one of our listeners. And, it's just what they do, because they know that our numbers are huge and we're making a difference and you guys are hearing the truth. And they're, be honest with you, they're scared to death of what's going on with the coronavirus. They don't want people talking about it. And they know that we've been talking a lot about it right now because it's messing up their narrative. It's messing up their narrative with the New York Stock Exchange. It's messing up their narrative with bond pricing. It's messing up their narrative with the World Bank. It's messing up everybody's narrative now because what they're doing, they're trying to mitigate damage. And they don't want groups and people like the Ted Austin Brower Show going out and saying, hey, look, this is bad. We need to make sure you guys get prepped for it. They don't want to do that. Austin's wife was at Sam's Club, getting toilet paper, what she could get, and the line was halfway out the door. People wearing masks in the store. I mean, it was bad. I mean, they're running out of everything at Sam's, and Costco's already sold out long ago, a couple of weeks ago, their storable food items. And so, as far as unless they've gotten more in, so it's been interesting watching all this stuff unfold. But, as if these guys aren't making enough money on anything, now they're actually putting out pandemic bonds, BONDS. I mean, you would think that these guys would have enough money since they basically have the ability to print the currency. But now the World Bank has announced that the creation of specialized bonds that would be used to fund the previously created pandemic emergency financing facility in the event of officially recognized World Health Organization pandemic. Wait a minute, bonds? They were essentially sold on the premise that those who invested in the bonds would lose their money if any of the six deadly pandemics hit, including coronavirus. Yet if the pandemic did not occur before the bonds matured, the investors would receive what they had originally paid back for the bonds in addition to interest and premium payments. I can't even make this garbage up. I mean, these guys are so twisted. It reminds me of that South Park video when they were. I'm not recommending South Park. I'm not recommending it. But when these guys are sitting up like in space, looking down at the Earth, lighting their cigars with $100 bills, saying how they were going to destroy the planet because it wasn't making enough money. So they've got to bet and put derivatives and bonds out on pandemics. I mean, what a bunch of sick puppies! I mean, who does stuff like this? And the crazy part about it, Austin, is yesterday they did the first lung transplant in China from a coronavirus victim. I mean, they actually I guess they found somebody kicking and screaming who didn't want to lose their lungs and took the lungs out of a live person and decided to transplant the lungs into a coronavirus victim whose lungs had been destroyed. Now, you know, we've got to stop for 1 second because, you know, now you're thinking, destroy the lungs? Yeah, well, let me kind of tell you how this happens. I got this all posted on our website. Just how does this is from the Daily Mail. How does the coronavirus attack the human body? Scientists reveal the deadly disease kills off lung cells and can cause the immune system to go haywire, which that would be a cytokine storm. The virus infects the cells in the lungs and can kill them off and trigger pneumonia. It may cause the immune system to go into overdrive and attack healthy tissue. There are signs that damages other organs, such as the kidneys and the liver, and around 90,000 people worldwide have been affected, and over 3,000 have died, or the official numbers, but actually the numbers are much, much higher than that. It says it does this by attaching to and producing in the tissue inside the lungs. It reproduces inside the lungs. It basically goes into the cells, reproduces inside the cells. Then when the cells rupture, it kills the cells in the process of spreading. The cells are destroyed. As the cells are killed, they drop off the lungs' linings and build up in clumps inside the organs, making it hard to breathe and triggering further infections. The virus can also send the immune system into overdrive, causing a cytokine storm as it tries to fight off the infection, triggering swelling, which can lead to more and more difficult problems as the lungs, what's left of the lungs, fill with fluid. If a severe infection takes hold, it may move to cause damage or dysfunction to the stomach, the intestines, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, and even provoke organ failure. This is starting to sound a whole lot like Ebola. Around 90,000 people around the world have been affected, and 3,000 have died. Again, it mentions that again. And then it goes, the coronavirus is officially a respiratory infection, meaning it affects the lungs and airwaves. The symptoms are a cough and a trouble breathing and a fever. And I just want to share that with you guys real quick because of the lung damage this thing is causing. And they actually did a lung transplant in China yesterday, which is beyond stupid. Now, let me tell you why. Okay, number one, you got to find a donor who wants to give his lungs away. That's like a nightmare. But they just have all kinds of donors over there, don't they? You know, don't really get to volunteer for that over there. You kind of get taken out. But the crazy part is, if the person's infected with coronavirus, the new lung tissue is going to be infected with coronavirus. Plus, the only way your body will take a different set of lungs or a different organ, you have to go on immune suppressant drugs. So you already got coronavirus ravaging your body. Your immune system's already shot. Now you have to take immune suppressive drugs on top of that in order to take a lung transplant. The odds of survival in that case will be like 0.0000000 to the 10th power, whatever, to 1. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous how low the survival rate's going to be. And you would think that the hospital would have spent more time working with patients that were actually able to recover than this. But this is crazy. Now, France has closed the Louvre as the virus is spreading, you know, to new fronts. We have all of these problems all over the country, including still in Milan, which is still doing absolutely horrible. And in New York, an emergency room doctor has said there will be thousands of confirmed cases in the U.S. by next week. That's if they give us the real numbers. The congressman has written a letter now to the CDC chewing them out because they're not telling you how many people they're testing any longer. And they're basically saying that they're hiding the information from the American population so nobody knows what to do as far as how to prepare for any of this stuff. The FDA has said that the U.S. could test up to 1 million people for the coronavirus by the end of next week. I mentioned this yesterday. I want to mention it again. That is a complete and total lie. You can't test a million people in 1 week. That's 1,000 thousands, guys. You can't do that. There aren't that many facilities that are capable of doing this. It's just a bunch of lies again. And now the coronavirus is triggering cancellations, closures, and contingency planning across the country. And so this thing could actually end up being the end game. It could be a major, major problem. A top virus expert is now saying that the number of people dead from coronavirus in the U.S. raises to 6. And now the WHO is saying the actual death rate is 3.4. And now other people are saying the actual death rate is 6.5. So all we know is this thing is many, 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 many times more deadly than the common flu. Austin, what do you think?
That's well said. And I mean, one thing that we're seeing now too, and I think one of the reasons why our show and a lot of, and just a couple of the other shows are being so heavily suppressed right now. I told you guys yesterday, I went into detail on the aspect of what they're trying to do with the suppression of the First Amendment and free speech and free press. I went into detail on that. So if you haven't listened to yesterday, definitely listen to it because this is where they're trying to go and this is why it's so important we keep getting this information out. As we keep seeing more and more research from decades and decades and decades in discussion how vitamin C does incredibly good at killing viruses. And, of course, the research that's even come out of China now showing that vitamin C kills the coronavirus within a couple of days as far as an infected patient. We now have, if you guys saw, basically Market Watch yesterday, and Novi Pharmaceuticals, which went up, I think, like 25% in a couple days, said Tuesday it has accelerated the timeline for development of a vaccine to treat the coronavirus. And Novi chief executive Dr. Joseph Kim said the company had designed its DNA vaccine sequence in 3 hours after the publication of the genetic sequence of the virus. He said, "We immediately began preclinical testing, small-scale manufacture, and have already shared robust preclinical data with our public and private partners. We plan to begin human trials at the beginning of April in the United States." So what's ironic is, and this is just, I guess, when you look at it from a perspective, a truth perspective, and you know what's really going on, and you see that vitamin C is knocking this out of people in a few days. And you see that intravenous vitamin C, in some cases, people are in the ICU and they're getting intravenous vitamin C and they're walking out in a couple of days. People that are getting mild cases of it, or basically are young and healthy and catch it, are taking vitamin C and knocking it out in a few days. But yet the mainstream media is suppressing everything when it comes to this topic and calling it literal fake news. Anything that people are discussing that same works, fake news. But at the same time, we have Donald Trump yesterday discussing how all these pharmaceutical companies need to be on this immediately, that we have Novi now coming out and saying that they already have a DNA vaccine within 3 hours after seeing the genetic sequence of the virus. I mean, guys, come on. You really believe that? You really believe these guys saw the genetic sequence and 3 hours later they already had a functioning vaccine that now they're ready to test? I mean, it's like the same thing that Dad talked about the other day. We just happened to randomly fall upon this and figure it out of nowhere. Well, okay. Dad used the analogy that was so clear and concise. It's like throwing up a whole handful of different metals, sizes, shapes, everything, throwing them up in the air, and they hit the ground and actually fall into a form and make a perfectly functioning Rolex Swiss timepiece. The odds of that happening are literally next to impossible. But this is what we're seeing here now. These guys already knew what's going on. I mean, they're selling bonds on a pandemic last year. They sold bonds, pandemic bonds? I mean, then we had what happened on Monday on the market. Most bizarre thing we ever saw, went up almost like 1,300 points in one day on a Monday after it fell like just a free fall the week before. And then all of a sudden, like clockwork, the first thing on Tuesday morning, the Fed comes out and says, "Oh, we dropped 0.5%. Oh, by the way, nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it happened yesterday." After they pumped, what, $180 billion in repo loans into a Monday as well. Guys, this whole thing, in my opinion, is being set up from the beginning. I mean, you had Bill Gates September last year with the World Health Organization do a full-blown pandemic scenario with this exact same situation. I mean, then you had China come out last year and do mandatory vaccine laws that force everybody by the end of the year to basically put into place vaccine mandates so people have to get forcibly mandated. Now we have vaccines coming out, RNA and DNA sequencing vaccines already being pushed to market. Rushed to market, hyper rushed to market as fast as they can do so. And at the same time, the mainstream media refuses to even resemble the truth when it comes to vitamin C. And when people go, "Oh, well, you know, the vaccine, maybe it works." I've had people say, "Well, they need to come up with a vaccine soon." I said, "Well, are you going to try it out? You're going to try an RNA sequencing, basically test vaccine out? You going to try that out? I'm not. All I know is that every time I turn around, the HPV vaccine gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And that was a vaccine that's still on the market and the CDC has on their roster. Got approved 2006 by the same individual who approved it in the CDC, went to work for the same company that approved it 4 years later. This is, guys, it's all a sham. The new study published in the Open Access Systematic Review journal titled "Benefits and Harm of the HPV Vaccine, Systematic Review with Meta-Analysis from Trial Data from Clinical Study Reports" goes into detail on how they went through 24 of the 50 eligible clinical study reports containing 58,412 pages of 22 trials, including 95,670 participants. They went in to say here that serious harm was incompletely reported for 72% of the participants. Nearly all control participants received active compares. No clinical study report included complete case report forms. What this is saying here is they cherry-picked what information they wanted to put in the report cases. They put it in if it was good, they left it out if it was bad, and almost three-quarters of every single participant had serious harm that was not completely reported. It said, furthermore, the researchers found that the HPV vaccine significantly increased serious nervous system disorders and general harm. At a four-year follow-up, they said it increased serious nervous system disorders and general harm, as the included trials were primarily designed to assess benefits and were not adequately designed to assess any harms whatsoever. This new study is not the first scientific evidence to question the HPV vaccine, as an entire book has now been written, including almost fully documented research from beginning to end. The book's called The HPV Vaccine on Trial, Seeking Justice for a Generation Betrayed. And we've talked about repeatedly the research that they talk in here. And one thing that they did, and they did this on purpose to skew the trial, was the 2006 pre-licensed study for Gardasil. They injected the placebo group, the group that was not supposed to receive anything, basically the placebo group. 10,000 of the participants were injected with aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate, which is known to cause significant neurological damage. It's a blatant neurotoxin, which has no therapeutic benefits. They did this so that they could skew the records and show that there was not as much of a significant damage to the girls who got the full HPV vaccine. So essentially, everybody got neurodevelopmental harm with this. They got injected with blatant neurotoxins. This is how they do these studies. They've done this repeatedly with numerous studies. And the fact that the CDC is still promoting this HPV vaccine, in my opinion, it should be a full-blown crime against humanity. And I'm not saying that lightly whatsoever. The fact that the CDC is still engaging in promoting this vaccine, and we now have states, because of what the CDC has done, blatantly pushing this HPV vaccine on single-digit age children in middle school and blatantly trying to mandate it. All at the same time, we see almost every month another research study comes out talking about how unbelievably dangerous the HPV vaccine is, yet nobody wants to talk about it. So yes, when you show me that these same people are involved in producing another vaccine for a very, very strange virus that I don't think anybody fully understands the extent of how this thing was developed, and that we had a level 4 containment facility testing bioweapons a few miles down the road from where patient zero was basically first found. And we're saying that this is just a coincidence and this had nothing to do with anything, and they got this from getting bats. Now we're finding this thing has a fungal property to it and has an HIV property to it. And I mean, don't believe this. Don't believe it at all. They're trying to get this stuff out there as much as they can. And again, I've told you guys, I don't think this virus is very detrimental if you have a really healthy immune system. I think that if you're really loaded up on vitamins and you're taking good care of your body and you're getting adequate sleep and you're basically using the silver and D3 and vitamin C, I really don't think this has a massive impact from the research that I'm seeing in China. But the problem is we have a huge percentage of the population that eats GMOs day in and day out, consumes literally pounds and pounds of sugar every single year. They're on multiple medications that compromise the immune system, including statin drugs. At the same time, we have the population being injected borderline forcefully to get into the school systems of the younger children that have significant immune systems now. The autoimmune disorders have gone through the roof in the last 30 years, ever since the vaccine mandate of 1986. It allows the vaccine manufacturers to be completely and totally absent from any accountability. At the same time now, we have the fluoride in the water supply, and we have all this other exposure we're getting with these foods, with the pesticides, herbicides, and so forth. And then a lot of these people on top of that aren't taking any vitamins at all. So yes, I think a lot of these individuals are going to be massively exposed to this. And when they are, I think they're going to be compromised significantly. But this is why I'm encouraging everybody to stay prepped, stay healthy, and stay prepared. The photos Lana sent me yesterday, I was shocked. When I got off the show, she came in with a bunch of stuff. Cause I told her, go to Sam's. Get a bunch. We need a bunch of supplies for the office anyways. Paper, tape, everything. That way we have everything on deck if we have a massive shortage, especially from stuff that's coming in China and everybody else is buying up stuff. And she sent me photos. The place I cleared out. This is Lakeland Sam's. There's never an issue. She goes, I've been there, Austin, before a hurricane just to grab a few extra things, and there was more stuff during hurricane prep than there were with this now. She goes, the Windex, the bleach, the paper towels, the toilet paper, half the food, almost all the water, you know, paper towels, everything. It's like gone. She goes, there are people walking around in Sam's with masks on. And I'm like, I don't know if that's really necessary yet. I mean, I said, I think more of this, where everybody needs to be using proper hygiene and washing their hands and not shaking everybody's hands and picking their nose and touching railings and stuff like that, using good hygiene. I said, but man, I said, that was just one Sam's in Central Florida, and people are starting to wake up. So at least it shows me that some people are really starting to say, hey, I don't know if this thing is going to be as aggressive as it's made out to be. I don't know if it's going to be more aggressive than it's made out to be. But one thing I do know, I want to be prepared for every single situation that may occur, and I don't want to be reliant on a government or a vaccine or the FEMA camps to come in and say, hey, we're from the government and we're here to help. Absolutely not. Not something I want to deal with, Dad. So that's why I wanted to get this information out there again. As more and more people get spooked, more and more people are going to be apt to get injected with this vaccine. Do your research, make an informed decision, and make sure you're doing the best you can for your family with preparations right now. That's my opinion on it.
You know, Austin, I agree with everything you just said. And people need to realize that, you know, we were the head of the curve on this. We've been talking about this stuff 6-7 weeks now. And yesterday I went in and had an intravenous vitamin C done because I had been exposed to the guy who had come in off the airplane the other day. And I thought, you know what, just for the kicks and giggles of it, I'm going to sit here for 2 hours to get an intravenous vitamin C. You guys go, well, geez. No, I took the time to do that yesterday. Here, why did I do that? Number one, because I've got to stay healthy for my family. That's number one. Number two, I've got to stay healthy for the show. And I've got to stay healthy, you know, because I've got to maintain this news flow that we're giving you guys. And quite frankly, I don't want to have to deal with this nonsense because I know the vitamin C converts into hydrogen peroxide. And it was so ironic, too, because I talked to the medical doctor in the office yesterday who basically bought this practice from another medical doctor who died suddenly a year and a half, 2 years ago. And they really didn't have any input as far as the coronavirus. They thought it was all a big joke. And then I started giving her statistics. And she basically said, oh, well, I might have to see research on that. And I said, well, I'll be happy to send you the research on it. Well, I want to see double-blind clinical research study on everything you say. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then the doctor said, well, you know, because she's Muslim. And she goes, well, you know, the Muslims over in the Middle East, they want to fight each other and all this other kind of stuff, and they're always killing each other. They have all this oil, and they don't know what to do with the oil, and they can't get their act together over there. And I said, look, I need to see double-blind clinical research on that study you just did, that you decided on the Muslims. And she looked at me kind of funny. And see, this is the mindset of a lot of healthcare professionals right now. You know, because they are so caught up into the, how should I say, the double-blind clinical research studies that are being done, they don't want to stop and think for 1 second, Austin, like you said with the HPV vaccine, with injecting aluminum in these girls, that, you know, these studies are fudged. That's the word we use, by the way. Like, it was a fudge factor. When we were in chemistry lab, you know, I have a minor in chemistry, Florida State University. When we were in chemistry lab, we had a fudge factor. In other words, what does that mean? That means if the results aren't going to turn out the way you want them to, so you get an A in chemistry lab, the lab tech will come in and tell you how to fudge the numbers in order to make the numbers work so that you can get the right response. You're like, well, you're cheating. Yeah, they taught us how to do that. They taught us how to build the fudge factor into the doggone research that we were doing as far as in chemistry laboratory in order to get an A in the class. Now, these guys know how to do that because this is how they set up their control part of their studies. They put aluminum in the control part, so you have this massive neurological response in everybody who gets injected. So then when you do a statistical analysis of the of the drug that you're testing, it doesn't show any significant difference because it's all causing neurological damage. This is what happens all the time. Now, I'm going to go on the record and give you, this is my opinion right now. This is my opinion, okay? Whatever. I personally believe they've already got a vaccine developed for this product, this virus. I believe it was done before it was released by who knows who. You know, Israel's already saying they've got a vaccine, right? I'll go one step further, and I will say this. I believe the vaccine has been in production now for a bit. And I bet you, in my opinion, that they've already got millions of vials of this stuff to inject into people. They're going to be distributing pretty quickly. Yeah, nobody's going to release a pandemic without basically having a solution for it. Now, whether this is the real solution they're giving you, remember what Baxter Labs did in Europe. I believe it was in Poland with this H1N1 stuff that happened years and years ago. And I've mentioned this before. It was out of Switzerland. It shifted up to Poland. I believe it was Poland, maybe in Czechoslovakia. And the guy tested it on his ferrets the night before. It was supposed to go out to all the population in the area. And, like, they all died. And they had actually shipped live vaccine. Well, what the heck? What do we do? What happens to you guys? Listen to me. If they inject live vaccine into you that basically is a coronavirus with a component of Ebola and HIV, you want a kill rate. You want a kill rate that's going to be beyond the belief of anything? Because you can think about it for a second. Even if you don't get sick right away, you're going to be shedding this stuff and affecting everybody around you. Well, they would never do that. Okay, that's why polio is running all over India right now. They use live vaccine over there for polio. They got polio, like, they want to call it something else. They don't call it polio anymore because they can't call it polio because people track it back to that. Remember what happened in Africa with the World Health Organization with Ebola a few years ago? Suddenly they were going in and these villages were coming down with Ebola, and then they started killing the people from the World Health Organization when they went into the villages because they said they were basically intentionally infecting the people in Africa. You say, well, this all sounds just conspiratorial to me, Ted. I didn't say I agreed with what they're doing. I'm just saying you can look it up and do the research on it. You're going to find it if it has not yet been scrubbed off the internet. Yesterday, Josh did me a favor. I want you guys to watch this video. This is important. I don't usually ask you to watch videos because I know how much time it takes. I mean, I have people send me videos all the time, and I have to ask them, please don't send me videos. Send me stuff I can read because I read really, really fast. And then if I want more information, I can do some research on it. But I couldn't find this. It had been scrubbed off the regular circles that I had been getting it from. It's on the Exchange Stability Fund. And Josh found it for me yesterday. So they're five little short videos, like 8 minutes each. I've posted it on the Health Masters website for yesterday's news. I want you to watch this. I want you to see how the New York Fed runs the Exchange Stability Fund and how the Fed controls the Treasury through the Exchange Stability Fund, and it has no governmental oversight, and how they use this as a slush fund for running drugs with the CIA and basically funding the black op operations. This is super important because, guys, the same guys who do that, the same guys who brought us 9/11, the same guys who took down Building 7, the same guys who do all of it are the guys who are involved in this stuff right now. And the problem is nobody wants to believe this stuff because it's so bizarre. And you say, well, wow. But so I want you to watch the video on the Exchange Stability Fund. By the way, my deepest condolences to the people and to the families that were killed and hospitalized. More than 150 people were hospitalized and 22 were killed in this massive tornado that ripped through Nashville yesterday. And I'm so sorry this happened to you guys. And I'm so sorry that you guys are going through this right now. On top of everything else with the coronavirus, now we've got this tornado that went through. Because remember, they control the weather too. Just thought I'd mention that. By the way, Sanders is now hitting back because this is crazy. After Israel's envoy to the UN brands him a liar for calling Netanyahu racist, the front runner, no longer the front runner, now it's second in run because of what happened last night. Now the creeper Biden's in charge again. They had to get the communists out of the front. The former front runner, Democratic presidential hopeful, has repeatedly criticized the Israeli prime minister and his political policies towards the Palestinian people, accusing the scandal-plagued prime minister of inhumane behavior and being a reactionary racist. Bernie Sanders on Sundays swatted aside attacks from the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, after the later called the Vermont senator a liar over remarks critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sanders lashed out at Netanyahu during the Democratic debate in Charleston, South Carolina on Tuesday, so they had to shut him up, by the way, noting that in Israel, though Bibi Netanyahu, you have a reactionary racist who is now running that country. By the way, I really admire Biden or Sanders for saying that. I mean, he's actually out there telling the truth about it. Also, the Israeli envoy attacks Sanders for skipping the American-Israeli Political Action Committee conference. Israel envoy to the United Nations attacked the leading U.S. the former leading U.S. presidential candidate. Bernie Sanders is an ignorant fool. Boy, they're getting strong now with their rhetoric. After the U.S. Senator of Vermont refused to attend this year's annual conference of the pro-Israel lobby, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. Sanders announced last week he would skip APAC's annual policy conference, saying the pro-Israeli lobby group provides a platform for leaders to express bigotry and oppose basic Palestinian rights. And he's 100% right that, by the way. Sanders is the second Democratic presidential candidate to say he will not be attending the APAC conference, which will take place in Washington on March the 1st through the 4th. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren also said earlier this month that she would not attend. Therefore, Bernie is no longer leading the pack, and Elizabeth Warren might as well quit because Pocahontas didn't get much of a vote yesterday. So everything is pointing to what I told you guys would happen as far as the dual citizens that we have controlling Congress. By the way, virus expert Tony Fauci has now given Donald Trump a slideshow. I guess it was easier than reading, about the coronavirus vaccine to prove to the skeptical president who regarded last week as this coronavirus as a hoax to the National Institutes of Health or rushing to produce a vaccine. I mean, so the president has to get a slideshow. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, this is like so bizarre. Are we going to finger paint today? Are we going to finger paint? I think we need to do some painting by the numbers today. I mean, come on, Mr. President. You know, who do you have around you that's telling you this stuff? I mean, why do you have to get a slideshow? Why can't you just read a briefing on this and make a decision on this? And let me tell you something, Mr. Trump. You're going to win the election in 2020. But telling everybody that the coronavirus is a hoax – that it's a political hoax, it's going to come back to bite you in the butt, because that little video of you doing that is going to pop up all over ads. If this election continues, but right now, guys, you know, we've got to pray for, you know, saner minds in Washington. We've got to make people realize that, you know, we've got to do something different in Washington D.C. I mean, do we really need, you know, other countries' dual citizens telling us how to run the United States of America? Do we really need the international banking cartels, you know, doing pandemic bonds, you know, on what they're going to do as far as paying people money if we have viruses attack the planet? I mean, where do we draw the line in the sand that some of this stuff is just not okay? I mean, what happened to our Constitution? What happened to our First Amendment right? I mean, why is my show and our show, my show with Austin, being so censored we can't get sufficient bandwidth to play the doggone show in the archives? Well, we already told you why on that. What a mess. Austin, what do you think, bud?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think a lot of what, you know, Trump's been trying to do right now is downplay everything as much as possible and as long as possible to prevent this market from completely and totally going into free fall again. I mean, last week was a pretty big wake-up call to everybody. And it's so funny because on Monday, I had like a couple of my friends that are kind of like, you know, in the market or not in the market or want to do this or do that. And they're like, you know, what should I do? You know, should I buy this? Should I buy that? And I was like, dude, I said, first off, you even have to ask me that. You don't even need to be in the market. I said, secondly, I've already told you my opinion right now. I said, I pulled everything out. I said, this is not one of those times unless you just absolutely know exactly what you're doing. And in most cases, you don't, because the guys behind the curtain are going to do something completely different. And I said, the quarterly, you know, Q2 quarterly reports for the second quarter come out and people start realizing everything's slowing down dramatically, I mean, it's going to be, you know, a race to the bottom is what it's going to be with the markets, because everybody's going to start pulling their money out. And this is what the Fed's trying to prevent right now, because it appears from what they're doing with these repo loans still and with the cut yesterday with the interest rates, they're not ready for the economy to completely and totally take a dive yet. It's like they're trying to keep it going as long as they can, whether or not that's because they want to keep it going or they're trying to squeeze every single penny they can out of it. These guys are greedy, man. I mean, when you start seeing it, I mean, and I've talked about the Federal Reserve before. Dad's talked about the Federal Reserve before. You know, there's a video on YouTube we talked about years ago, a very brief, basic intro video to what the Federal Reserve is. And it's a little cartoon. And I've always encouraged people to watch it because it's a short video. It's a cartoon, so just about anybody can get it. And it's not, you know, some long 2-hour video like Dad says. I have people send me that too all the time. They send me emails. Oh, you need to watch this video. And I click on it. It's like 3.5 hours. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Really? I mean, I don't have the time nor the inclination to sit here and watch a video for 3 hours on something. And in most cases, a lot of the information I already have a general idea on. And that's the majority of the population. Most people don't want to sit there on YouTube and watch a 3.5 hour video. Heck, most people can't even sit and watch 30 minutes of something. So the Federal Reserve it's a giant octopus that's wrapped its tentacles around the entire United States. And that's why, I mean, until we get them completely out of control of the U.S., it's going to be very difficult to take this country back. That's why Ron Paul continually hammered the Fed, wanted to audit the Fed, nationalize the Fed, close the Fed, shut these banks down. I mean, why do we have an outside entity that has nothing to do with the federal government controlling our entire monetary policy and loaning us our own money at interest? It doesn't even make sense when you finally figure out what they do. But that's the position we're in right now, and that's why, as best we can, vote as many of these clowns out of office that we have up in Washington right now, our representatives, our Congress, our senators. If these guys are not 100% for the Constitution, or, you know, we have these individuals that are these hardcore leftists that are trying to do stuff, or we have Republicans that we've supported that are completely and totally turncoats, you know, spies, essentially what we have, like down here in Florida. A Republican leader down here, you know, little Bloomberg has given him all this money to push this gun control down. Now he comes in, oh, we need to have mandatory gun registration. We need to make sure we do this and we do that. Guys, it's about time that we stop allowing these things to occur. We start going in and saying no, absolutely 100% no, because I can tell you right now, they never let a crude crisis go to waste. And we have just seen the beginning of what's starting now. And I promise you, once things start to get worse in the United States, Congress, all these clowns are going to use anything they can to try to force it through, especially with emergency acts, emergency hour acts, and the things we've seen like the Patriot Act and so forth. Those things are always, always a nail, a giant razor blade, a box cutter to the Constitution of the United States every single time. Because what happens is nobody reads anything about it. Oh, we need this emergency order now. We need this right now. We need this right now. Okay. Sign it, pass it. We'll read it later. I mean, they said that before. We need to pass it so we can read it. What? Are you kidding me right now? That's actually what their mantra is up there in Washington. We need to pass the bill so we can read it. Yes, because they make these bills so long, so overly winded, so complex, so unbelievably obnoxious to read that nobody wants to sit down and read a 3,000-page bill. Just don't have time to do it. I don't want to mess with that. So they pass it. They don't even know what's in it. If I was up there, boy, I would be just an absolute nightmare to deal with if I was up in politics in Washington. So would Dad. I mean, I'd be constantly getting up there and filibustering everything. I'd be constantly voting no. Doesn't matter. We don't need more laws, and that's the thing you always hear about. They compromise. Well, we had to pass this to get this passed. Guess what? We probably didn't need to pass either one of them in most cases. There's already, I mean, remember what Trump said when he first started? To my knowledge, this has not been held true at all. And this is something that I was greatly excited about. He said that if they pass one law, that two laws have to come off the books. You guys remember that? That was something he was promoting and pushing extremely hard. As of this day, I have not seen that happen. I've seen some stuff fall off, but not a 2-to-1 ratio. especially not a lot of the stuff that he's basically capitulated with. I mean, we allowed ATF to come in and make bulk fire stocks, a little plastic device that has no spring mechanism, no trigger assembly, no firearm-related aspect whatsoever, a little plastic stock. We allowed ATF to come in and rewrite the 1934 NFA Act to make it a felony to possess a plastic stock. And we're, guys, trust me, that's not over yet. That was just the beginning of what they did with that. And so and then we have Biden over here, who creepy, weird Joe Biden. And he came out yesterday and said he wants to have that bozo that was talking about we can't have our ARs or AR-15s, whatever his name is. I don't even remember him. He was so insignificant. He said that he was going to lead him, if he became president, is going to put him in charge of gun confiscation. That's what these guys' role is. That's what they want to do. And so, I mean, as much as the stuff that he does, I'm not a big fan of. Trump, that's the only option to put into Washington in the fall, because at least it will give us a resemblance of reality and as far as truth. Just a small amount, not a lot, just a small amount compared to what we're seeing with Biden. I mean, Biden comes in the other day, he's doing a rally, and he starts basically reciting the Declaration of the Independence, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator. It wouldn't even say creator. He goes, he's endowed by the thing. I kid you not, but he's quoting the Declaration of Independence because he's in such a liberal audience, he didn't want to lose any votes by saying creator, so he referred to and replaced the term creator in the Declaration of Independence that he was trying to quote unbelievably horrifically, referred to as the thing. When you see stuff like that, you're like, is this really where we fall in the United States? Well, yeah, it is, because we've allowed it to do so. We don't talk about a lot of people won't talk about the drag queen story hours. They won't talk about what they're pushing in the public school systems. People just capitulate and say, well, you know, my kid's in the public school system. We just got to deal with it. When they're promoting this transgenderism, and we got northern states blatantly and openly promoting Muslim religion, promoting Allah, forcing these children to write Arabic prayers up there in U.S. schools. But we can't talk about the name of Jesus. We can't pray in the name of Jesus. We can't talk about anything in the Bible, but yet they're allowing them to talk and blatantly promote and force these kids to recite Arabic prayers? I mean, what happened to Americans up there? I mean, did they lose it? Does their testosterone become that low? I don't know. But these are the things that we all have to start trying to make a difference in the best we can in our communities and around, and speaking our minds and speaking the truth the best we possibly can, because that is going to be one of the biggest things that we can do to make a difference on here. I promise you that. The more we talk, the more vocal we get, the better it's going to get. Also, too, to change topics and other news. Now, this is interesting, because I've been talking about this detail yesterday. The World Health Organization now came out today, it was either today or yesterday, and said they are now urging people, this is the WHO, the World Health Organization, urging people to go cashless because dirty banknotes can spread the virus. Now, there is some semblance to truth to that, I'm not going to lie. It's the fact that you see that you can transfer bacteria and viruses on currency paper. There's no question about it. The only thing that's actually safe is pure silver and gold coins. They really can't hold much bacteria or virus, especially silver. However, they're telling everybody now that you need to be using cashless as far as using credit cards, and if possible, be using the contactless payment systems, meaning the cards that you just swipe or the bands and little things like that you can have on your wallet or your phone. Don't be using cash at all anymore. Why are they saying this? Remember what I've told you guys for years. They have to see the percentage of transactions that are done with digital via cash. Once they see a certain percentage drop, once they see it hit a certain line, a certain graph line, where there's only, say, 5% or 10% of the population transactions are used with actual cash, everything's else used with credit cards, they see that at that point in time, there will be little, if any, backlash to rolling out a cashless society. Remember, Europe's already tried getting rid of the 500 euro banknotes. We've had numerous proponents in the United States want to get rid of the $100 banknotes in the U.S. and take everything back down smaller and smaller and smaller. Remember, when you go to the bank and you try to take out more than $10,000 in cash out of your bank account that you allegedly own, they make you fill out a form and tell them why you are trying to basically take money out of your bank account, and they have to send it to the IRS. The same thing if you deposit more than $10,000 in cash. This is what they're doing. They're trying to get the system primed and prepped so that nobody's going to be able to do any transactions without being monitored on a regular basis. Man, kind of sounds funny. Kind of sounds resemblance of Revelations when no man will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. That's just, you know, kind of what we're seeing here. So it's very interesting to see history unfold at this current point in time in 2020. Lots going on this year, and I think a lot more is going to happen. And again, it's important that we do not live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and preparedness. And I say that regularly, and I say that because it's important that we don't get all wrapped up in the fear and hysteria that's being trying to be promoted. We simply make preparations for what we need, and we continue to enjoy and live and love our lives and love God and just enjoy everything. Enjoy the ride, because we're here so quickly, and not live in fear, because that's what they're trying to promote. Now, fear is what's going to push the vaccines on the American population. Fear is what's going to push a digital currency. Fear is what's going to push a one world government. Stay away from those things. Understand what's happening and use a clear, concise mind to see what's happening and make an informed decision the best it's physically possible, Dad.
Austin, that was absolutely phenomenal. I just really enjoyed listening to that. That was great, great rant. By the way, article out of Zero Hedge says it smells like panic, and this is not what Chairman Fed Powell had in mind. And, you know, I'm going to say one thing here. This happened in a lot of the different countries around the world. When they start having problems financially in their financial sectors, they do what's called capital controls. Be really careful and watch this. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying be watching it. In other words, the bank starts restricting how much money you can transfer out, how much money you can pull out of cash. I mean, and it's not that you don't have the money in the bank. You just can't take it out. You can't wire it out. You can't even send it anywhere. I mean, just, they start putting in capital controls to prevent you from accessing your own money. We saw that in Greece and several other countries already. And guys, just think about that for a second. Make sure you have sufficient quantities of money in paper currency available to you in the event they issue past capital controls. You have to have enough money to buy groceries, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, if they allow you to do it on your credit cards, it's not a big deal. But you have to be careful with capital controls, because we see this happen all of the time. By the way, FEMA is preparing for a coronavirus emergency declaration to declare it as a pandemic. As Americans scramble to prepare themselves for the possibility the coronavirus outbreak becomes a pandemic, FEMA is also preparing. FEMA is aware of the gravity of the situation and ready to assist in a coronavirus response. Now, what does that even mean? Does that mean they're willing to go house to house to take your weapons away from you to make sure that you can't protect yourself in the event that the people come to the crowd to take your stuff away? I have no idea. These guys, who knows what they want to do? But, you know, the BBC has also leaked footage now of bagged bodies of coronavirus victims piling up in Iran. And people say, I don't care about Iran. Well, guys, you know, Iran probably doesn't care much about you either. But the point is, this is what's happening in these countries, including China. And J.P. Morgan Chase reported asking thousands of its employees to work from home to test the coronavirus emergency contingency plan, codenamed Project Kennedy. So you think, what the heck, man? Is this stuff really getting this bad? Yeah, because an Amazon employee now has been tested positive in the Seattle area as far as having coronavirus. Now, you say, well, what does that mean? Well, here's the problem with UPS, FedEx, all these different guys, except for Amazon. FedEx and UPS are both union-controlled organizations. If the union starts to feel as though their employees are being put in harm's way by handling packages, et cetera, you know, a lot of these guys are just going to take a vacation. And if that happens, we're going to have a hard time shipping products out from HealthMasters, along with a lot of other countries around the other countries and peoples and businesses around the United States and around the world. Because even think about it for a second: does your UPS driver want to go into a business in and out all day long, touching all kinds of parcels and packages that he may have sneezed on, to ask coronavirus? So this thing, I hope it doesn't get to that level as far as stopping the ability to transfer and send stuff out the U.S. Postal Service. But remember, the postal employees, they look for every excuse in the whole world to not work. The other day, we had a bunch of boxes going out, UPS, and they showed up, and a postal employee came over to pick up the boxes, and I asked her if she wanted me to help her, and she said, sure. And so I started hauling these boxes out of the office to be shipped to the postal post, and she just sat out, just quit working, watch me work. And I thought to myself, this is not what I had in mind. I was hoping to help her, all of us, carry boxes and not me do her job. Austin was there. Austin remembers. And I looked at her finally after I carried about, you know, X amount of boxes out. I said, you know, I tell you what, I got other things I need to do. I'm going to let you do your job now. She goes, oh, okay. I thought you were going to help. And I'm like, I did. I did help. She wasn't going to do anything. She's going to sit there and watch me do this. And I thought to myself, what the heck? I'm not saying that all postal employees are like that, because they're not. A lot of postal employees are really hardworking folks. But there's a group of them that basically want to sit on the clock and just play games all the time, because once you get those jobs with the Postal Service, it's almost impossible. We've seen that with really bad employees to get rid of them with the Postal Service. We've seen it. By the way, the studies are coming out now saying that people that are addicted to OxyContin and painkillers and the opioid epidemic in the United States is actually much, much, much worse than we thought it was. It's an article from, let's see, it's from the study. It says trauma addict painkillers, and it says drugs, health, medical, society, and culture. It says disturbing study shows U.S. opioid crisis must be much worse than believed. This is out of Rochester. The opioid crisis in the U.S. is already incredibly hard to ignore, whether you've been affected yourself, had a close family member or friend who's dealt with opioid addiction, or just know a few acquaintances you have experienced in repercussions. It's become virtually impossible for the average American to still bury their head in the sand when it comes to the reality of opioid addiction. Now, a new piece of research is declaring that public knowledge regarding opioid overdose statistics is just the tip of the iceberg. Certain states may be especially inaccurate, with Pennsylvania, Indiana, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi specifically being mentioned as drastic offenders as far as telling the truth as far as opioid overdoses. Guys, this is a major problem brought to you by the Sackler family. I just thought I'd mention their name again. Another group of people that I personally believe are Rothschild cutouts have been funded by the international banking cartels. But the reality is, it doesn't make any difference who funds them. We've got a problem with this. And the sad part about it is it's not getting any better. It's getting much worse with this. And guys, you got to realize that this opium stuff is a mess. I mean, there are a lot of companies can't even get employees now if they drug test. Yeah, I heard you said that. I heard that right. Because they can't get anybody to pass drug tests. I told you what happened to the Biltmore state. They couldn't even get drivers because they couldn't pass drug tests. They had to stop doing a bunch of their buses, taking people out to the parking lots because they couldn't find employees to run the buses. I mean, I was told that by one of the doggone drivers. Because they can't get people that don't test positive for, you know, drugs. You know, they wanted to addict the whole population. Remember, they said this in the book of Revelation. Those guys who practice pharmakia and do all these drugs, they're all going to basically end up in HE double sticks. So here's the thing. You know, make sure you know what your family's doing. Make sure you know what your loved ones are doing. Make sure you talk to them about these types of things if they're having to deal with pain medication. And make sure if they're going to be on pain medication, they only do it for a very, very short period of time, if at all possible, and do the best they possibly can to come off of it as quickly as they possibly can. So it's just so important that we understand this. By the way, this is one of the craziest things I've read out of California now. I mean, you know, California is such a land of fruits and nuts and flakes. It's unbelievable to me. And it's so liberal, it's just become dysfunctional. And now here's what they're going to do. They're trying to pass a new law. No child should feel stigmatized. California bill would punish retailers who have a separate boy and separate girl department in their stores. In other words, they have to have a unisex group of clothes for kids and not have boys or girl clothes. I don't even know what to say, but this is just, again, Frankfurt School run amok. And it's absolutely nuts to me that this is actually something they would even consider. By the way, ground zero for trade, the port of Long Beach is now warning of shipping slump from China. Well, that's like a no-brainer. Everybody knew that was going to happen. It's hard to set out there and basically, you know, have a bunch of stuff coming out of China when their factories are primarily closed down. And the China composite PMI crashes to record lows as the services economy implodes. So it's important to understand, guys, we're at the beginning of this. I mean, we only started talking about this a month and a half, 2 months ago. This is just getting cranked up right now globally. So it's going to be around for a while. So stay frosty. Stay prepared. You know, and focus on what's important right now. Stay focused on what you need to do. Stay focused on preparation. Stay focused on making sure you take your right supplements and eating clean. Stay focused on trying to avoid, you know, places where there are a lot of people that are sneezing and coughing and hacking. Just avoid those places. I mean, just avoid touching handrails. Like Austin says, keep your finger out of your nose. I know it sounds kind of silly, but it's just something human beings do. And we've got to not do that. You know, stay away from areas that you know that are a lot of people traveling on an ongoing basis, and you don't know what these people have as far as what type of disease they have. Because now it's a point where, you know, stuff can kill you pretty quick, especially it likes to tear up the lung tissue by injecting its DNA into your lung cells, and then they rupture, and your lung cells are dead, and your lungs stop working, and you start to have such an inflammation response that the rest of the lungs fill with fluid, and you're needing lung transplants in China. What the heck is that all even about? So just be really careful. Remember, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I agree with Austin. If you eat clean, you keep your immune system strong, you take your really good antioxidants, I don't think this thing's going to be that big of a deal. But I feel sorry for the people, Austin, who don't know this, who don't understand that they can't just eat all the GMO foods and eat all the sugar all the time and stay healthy in the midst of a pandemic. Guys, yeah. I love you. I had the privilege this morning of praying for you again. You guys are my family. It's so much fun hanging out with you every morning. Wish we had something else to talk about besides this stuff. But, guys, I appreciate you. Also, go ahead and close it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And one other thing, too, I mentioned it briefly earlier. Stay off the sugar right now. A lot of times people just they start eating sugar when they get stressed out. They start eating a bunch of ice cream. They start eating a bunch of cookies, candy, whatever. Sugar lowers white blood cell count. It lowers the immune system. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So it's something that if you're going to kind of go for that cake or that bag of candy or something right now and you know you shouldn't, you probably shouldn't. Just something to think about. I mean, Italy, they're closing all schools and universities for a minimum of 2 weeks now. That's how serious it's gotten over there in Italy that fast. And now they're saying that an Amazon employee, as of yesterday in Seattle, now tested positive. So now you're going to see however many people he may have been exposed to at the Amazon facility up there. And that goes back to the shipping topic of what we're talking about and being able to get products out the door and actually to customers. So, again, thank you for the continued support of Health Masters. We still have the Ultimate Multiple Powder, the new flavor on sale. The original one's still regular price. The new one, we basically are running a special on it right now. Not nearly as sweet as the old one. Some people didn't mind. Some people did. I wanted to make everybody happy with that because that's such an important product. And be sure to check out all the other products we have going on right now, including the probiotic 350 billion, which is one product of the week and will be up shortly on the website at healthmasters.com. So again, thank you for your support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.